time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 28. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The second installment of Edwards County real estate taxes is due today. Payments may be made in person, by mail, or in the drop box on the northeast side of the Edwards County Courthouse. People may also pay online using a debit or credit card at govtechtaxpro.com. An added 2.5% fee will go to the credit card company on online payments. Those paying by mail must have it postmarked by the U.S. Postal Service today to avoid a late fee. Per Illinois state statute, a 3% late fee will be added to the first installment amount if it's not paid by today, and a 1.5% fee will be added to the second installment. Certified letters will be sent out next week, and taxes must be paid by January 3rd to avoid being published on January 8th. The annual tax sale will be held on January 29th at 9 a.m. in the Edwards County Courthouse. More news next.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite, PSE, Bear, Diamond, crossbows by Raven, Mission, Barnett, 10 Point, Horton, and Excalibur, ammo, tree stands, clothing, mug boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites? Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
In other news, the City of Fairfield says all boil orders that were in effect in city limits have been canceled. City residents no longer need to boil water to be used for human consumption. The Secret Santa Committee, based out of the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church, would like to remind parents that the pickup date for this year's Secret Santa program is this Saturday. Presents may be picked up at the Fairfield CP Church on Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to noon. In past years, presents had been delivered, and this is the first year that parents must travel to the church to pick up gifts. The committee would like to thank the community for its assistance with this year's Secret Santa program. 21-year-old Fairfield resident David R. Hudgens Jr. was arrested yesterday morning by Wayne County deputies on a Wayne County warrant for possession of methamphetamine and delivery of or possession with intent to deliver meth. Hudgens was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $5,020 bond. 62-year-old Fairfield resident Kevin R. Warren was arrested by Fairfield police last night on a Clay County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of criminal trespass to vehicles. Warren was lodged in the jail with his bond set at $595. The Fairfield Police Department has confirmed that people who have signed up for Nixel, a new community alert system, received a message regarding people being unable to call 911 from a landline. Frontier Communications reportedly talked with the department earlier today and said 86 customers were unable to call any number with their landlines. Frontier reportedly gave no estimate as to when the issue would be remedied. People may sign up for Nixel alerts by texting their zip code to 888-777. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of November. Troopers in District 19 recorded 1,418 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 552 citations and 1,096 written warnings, including 322 speeding citations, 6 DUIs, 46 occupant restraint citations, 15 criminal arrests, and 325 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 383 citations and 371 written warnings for Fatal Four violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 107 motorists, conducted 154 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 83 traffic crashes. The district investigated no fatal traffic crashes last month. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Today's FCHS After Prom 12 Days of Christmas winner is Robin Adcock. She will receive $200. With a 5-3 vote last night, the Fairfield City Council approved an ordinance to permit the sale of recreational cannabis within Fairfield city limits. Alderman Ralph Barbary made a motion to prohibit the sale, and Alderman Jerry Lisenby offered a second. They, along with Alderman Eugene McGill, voted to prohibit sales. Aldermen Tyler Lampley, Jim Griffith, Brett Cole, Gary Moore, and Terry Stahl voted for approval. A second ordinance to approve a 3% tax on cannabis sales was also approved by the council, with Alderman Barbary and McGill voting no. A third ordinance involving the zoning of potential sales outlets was also approved. Potential retailers would be required to gain approval from the zoning board, and guidelines for zoning details will be worked out with the city attorney. The council also approved a tax levy ordinance, and the levy increase of 4.96% will generate an additional $37,000. The motion to approve the levy was made by Alderman Barbary, with Alderman Cole offering a second. Aldermen Lisenby, Stahl, and McGill voted no on the increase. This will be the first levy increase in 3 years, and it will be used in part to fund fire and police pensions. The final agenda item last night was the approval of a highway authority agreement, which involves fuel tank remediation at the former Shell station on the corner of West Main and Southwest 4th Streets. 74-year-old former Fairfield Alderman Ronald E. Rush was sentenced to 5 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, along with 1 year of mandatory supervision upon his release yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. He had filed an open plea of guilt in July for a Class 3 felony offense of indecent solicitation of a minor. 5 years was the maximum incarceration available to the court for a Class 3 felony, which is punishable from 2 to 5 years in prison if imposed. Rush served as Fairfield's 3rd Ward Alderman from 1999 to 2007, and he was also ordered yesterday to pay $1,500 in fines and court costs. A defense motion to stay the sentence until after a scheduled eye surgery next week was denied by Judge Barry Vaughn. Rush was taken into the custody of the Wayne County Sheriff's Department to await transportation to the IDOC. Rush had been charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse and aggravated criminal sexual assault last year. He will be required to register as a sex offender upon his release from prison, pursuant to Illinois law. Frontier Community College is accepting applications for the recently established Veda Page Memorial Scholarship. The scholarship will award $250 to an FCC student pursuing a medical or healthcare-related career. The application can be found on the college's website. The scholarship honors the memory of Veda Page Scott, who was born premature, diagnosed with leukemia and cerebral palsy, and later became a double amputee. Medical professionals cared for her and fought to save her life, but she lost the battle in 2017 after 20 months. Her family has established the scholarship to carry on her memory and help individuals pursue their goals in the medical field to make a difference in the lives of others. Applicants should be planning to enter a medical or healthcare program in the spring or fall of 2020. A complete list of guidelines and requirements may be found on the application. The scholarship may be used toward tuition, fees, books, uniforms, and/or supplies. Interested individuals may access the scholarship on FCC's website at iecc.edu/FCC. The application deadline is March 15th. The Cisney FFA agronomy team finished in fourth place last week in Section 23 competition at Wabash Valley College. The Cisney team consisted of Sarah Tim, Noah Atwood, Zach Paul, Jackie Billington, Connor Smith, Lexi Locke, Isabella Klein, Andrew Milligan, Bailey Hilliard, and Paige Farmer. Individual results included Sarah Tim placing 7th, Noah Atwood 8th, and Zach Paul 15th. 77 students representing 11 schools participated in the event, which included crop seed, weed, insect, and equipment identification, as well as judging rings and a written test. Fairfield FFA alumni will meet this evening at 5:15 in the agriculture classroom at Fairfield Community High School. Scholarships and general business will be discussed, and a meal will be provided. Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks says the chances for a white Christmas in most of Illinois are slim, at least as things stand now.
You know, it looks like that period leading up toward Christmas, with that warmer conditions returning, it's likely that snow cover in quite a bit of the Midwest, if there's any around, you know, during that warm-up for the 11 to 15-day period, would probably melt. So I would say right now, and don't hold me to this, but with that warmer period coming up, the likelihood of a white Christmas over a large part of Illinois may be fairly small unless things change dramatically right now. You know, climatologically, the far northern part of the state sees a white Christmas about 50 or 60% of the years, a white Christmas being 1 inch or more. As you move farther south, of course, the odds of a white Christmas quite a bit less. Right now, I'd say probably limited chances of a white Christmas, but you know, this is the Midwest and it's December, so you really can't be too confident that far out in the future.
The first official day of winter is next Saturday, December 21st. State officials are working to provide more help to Alzheimer's patients and their caregivers. Kim Howard has the story.
Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton cared for her late mother with dementia and wants to help others in the same position.
I witnessed firsthand the challenges of finding resources, the mental, emotional, and financial stress that comes with being a caregiver, and the loneliness of navigating my new role as caregiver while also having to juggle being a mom to my daughters and having a career.
Stratton spent the last several months talking with patients and caregivers and the obstacles they face. She says she's focusing on better coordination of resources and making sure families know what help is available. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
The farm family is still the backbone of southwestern Indiana and southeastern Illinois, and TOC Media, WFIW and WOKZ, and Best One Tire are teaming up to honor the farm family with the annual Illiana Farm Family of the Year program. The 2020 family will be introduced at TOC's Farm Profit Preview in Vincennes on January 23rd. We are accepting nominations for the 2020 Farm Family of the Year online at WFIW. WFIWradio.com. Go online now to WFIWradio.com and nominate your farm family. Tell us why they deserve to be named the TOC Media, WFIW, WOKZ, Best One Tire, Southern Illiana Farm Family of the Year. The winner will be announced at Farm Profit Preview January 23rd. Brought to you by Best One Tire, the farm tire leader for Southern Indiana and Illinois and Northern Kentucky.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 42. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Dees, all your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,837, down 44. The NASDAQ is at 8,628, up 11. January crude oil is at $58.75. That is down 49 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 73-year-old Carmi resident Janice A. Pumphrey died at 7:14 p.m. on Tuesday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. She was a member of the Concord Methodist Church. Janice Pumphrey is survived by her husband, Jim, sons Steve Ewing of Chester, Virginia, Scott Ewing of Heron, and Jason Pumphrey of Belleville, stepdaughters Pamela Isaacson of Alton and Susan Pumphrey of Junction, brother Gene Blackford of St. Louis, Missouri, two grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Funeral services for Janice Pumphrey will be held at 3:30 p.m. on Friday at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Burial will be at Big Prairie Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Concord Methodist Church or the Carmi Lions Club. They will be accepted at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. 91-year-old McLeansboro resident Evelyn Margaret Barker died at 1:56 a.m. on Monday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She was a registered nurse. Evelyn Barker is survived by daughters Margaret Vines of McLeansboro, Catherine Barker of Hawthorne Woods, and Juanita Reister of New Haven, sons Michael, John, William, Jim, and Tom Barker, all of McLeansboro, 14 grandchildren, and 20 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Evelyn Barker will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Friday at St. Clement's Catholic Chapel in McLeansboro. Visitation will be on Thursday, tomorrow, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be at St. Clement's Catholic Cemetery. Memorials may be made to St. Clement's Catholic Cemetery or the Perry County Humane Society. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Grayville resident Robert H. Silbereisen died on Monday at the Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville, Indiana. He was a heavy equipment operator. Robert Silbereisen is survived by his wife, Lila, father Robert, brother Thomas, sister Deborah Lemieux, stepchildren James and Wanda Winters, four grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Robert Silbereisen will be held at noon on Friday at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville with full military honors. Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of arrangements. 81-year-old Carmi resident Bonnie Sue Goddard Taylor died on Saturday at St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. She attended the Rhodes Church in Norris City. Bonnie Taylor is survived by her son, Mark Taylor of Mount Vernon, daughter Carla Ediger of Nolensville, Tennessee, two grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, three step-great-grandchildren, brother Joe Goddard of California, brothers-in-law Kenneth and Connie of Vienna and Jimmy Taylor of Arizona, and sister-in-law Joyce Gray of Vienna. Funeral services for Bonnie Taylor will be held at noon on Monday at the Rhodes Church in Norris City. Friends may call from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be at Taylor Cemetery near Vienna. Memorials may be made to the Beacon of Hope Jail Ministry or the Rhodes Church. Cook Funeral Chapel is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, sunny skies and a high of 45. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 28 and partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 50. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, cloudy on Friday with a high of 48 and low of 35. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 42 with a low of 25 and a chance for snow on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 30 and a low of 25.